getting started. Okay, now where do we begin? And what help is out there for you and me? Really, we should begin by gathering all the information provided by HMRC. Free information, start off with their website. It has sections on how to complete Form P11D, how to complete Form P9D, and how to complete Form P11DB, as well as a section which is an A to Z of expenses and benefits reporting. And then, of course, HMRC provides us with its award-winning CD-ROM. The CD-ROM can actually be used for completing P11Ds. The employer order line allows us to order just about everything we need, starting with the four-page 2008-09 P11D guide. But I also recommend the booklet 480, Expenses and Benefits, a Tax Guide. And many of you will know my favourite is the CWG5, the Class 1A NIC Guide for Employers. This will tell us whether it's Class 1 or Class 1A, and will also tell us what section of the P11D to enter the details on. When we are ready to start completing the forms, there are also six P11D working sheets available to help us with the calculations. Calculating the cash equivalent of living accommodation, car and fuel benefits, company vans, interest-free loans, relocation expenses and benefits, and finally, mileage allowance and passenger payments. However, we haven't reached that stage yet, so let's think about the information that we will need to complete and submit the P11D and P9D returns. At the time of me doing this podcast, we've not yet reached the 19th of May statutory deadline for submitting the annual PAY returns, the P14s and the P35. Although, in all fairness, many of you may have already filed your returns. My concern, as always, is the potential for overlooking a Class 1 National Insurance Contribution liability, which we might have missed by the time we get to doing the P11Ds. We and our employer clients should be asking whether any of the blue box entries on the 2008-09 P11Ds will give rise to a Class 1 NIC's liability. What about the payment of school fees on behalf of an employer or director? Many of you may remember the P35 employer annual return checklist on page 3, and the question 5 in particular, which specifically asks about school fees payments. Class 1 NICs were due and payable in the pay period in which the payment of the school fees was made, if that was a payment on behalf of the employee or director, as opposed to a contract between the employer and the school, which would then be a Class 1A issue, brown box on the P11D. If that payment was overlooked and payment of Class 1 NICs was not made by the statutory payment deadline of the 19th of April 2009, an interest charge will have already started to run before most employers have thought even about completing 2008-09 P11Ds. My advice to you, therefore, is if you think this might be an issue for your employer or any client, it would be sensible to give early consideration to any potential P11D entries where there may be that Class 1 NIC's liability from the blue box entries, as opposed to the brown box entries for which Class 1A NICs will be payable later. Next, I want to look at how to identify the expenses and benefits that do attract Class 1A NICs. The front page of the P11D highlights in brown writing below the works number department box that employers pay Class 1A National Insurance contributions on most benefits. These are shown in boxes which are brown and have a Class 1A indicator. Section B, payments made on behalf of employees. Section C, vouchers or credit cards. Section E, mileage allowance and passenger payments. Section M, other items. And Section N, expense payments made to on behalf of the employees, are the blue boxes that do not attract Class 1A NIC. But will any of them attract a Class 1 liability that might have been missed? Section M of the P11D is the only dual choice section. We have both a brown box and a blue box, and we can make the choice at times where we choose to put the liability on the P11D. I've already mentioned the most obvious example is the payment of school fees by the employer, again highlighted on the P35. There are other possible Class 1 NICs liability that might arise. For example, where an employee's own private medical insurance premium is paid by the employer instead of being provided with a company medical scheme. It is only appropriate to report the medical benefit at Section I of the P11D if the contract is between the employer and the medical insurance company, as opposed to the reimbursement of the employee's pecuniary liability, which might go into Section B of the P11D as a payment made on behalf of the employee. I have already mentioned the CWG5 booklet. While Appendix 1 Common Benefits provides very useful guidance for employers completing P11Ds, identifying whether there is an NIC's liability, and if so, should it be in Class 1 or Class 1A, and then where the expense payment or benefit in kind should be entered on the form P11D. So have that by your side when you're completing P11Ds.